And let us start off this morning with a check-in, as we did yesterday. It was a wonderful conversation that we had as a group, and a lot of people put forth very valuable information as to how they were doing with these energetics. Well, yesterday we had more activations, so we'd like to hear from all of you, but we'd like to hear from some of you that we hadn't heard from yet about what's going on and how yesterday's activations have helped you integrate a whole new perspective of yourself, as well as how your body is adjusting to these energetics. Milena, do you have anything to say?
Well, I probably will, but let's see where the questions go first. Okay. If anybody has any comments or questions.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Shirley.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Can hear you.
Okay. With all the stuff we did in our brain yesterday, this way I could describe my previous brain was more like the pinball machine with the flippers going and all the bells and the whistles. And I was always chasing the ball, trying to figure out and stay, keep it rolling. After yesterday, everything is calm and smooth and quiet. My brain's running really fast, but it's so smooth. It's kind of like if you've ever gone on a real bumpy road and all of a sudden you hit smooth pavement and it's real smooth and you can, the wheels kind of have a different hum to them. I can feel that hum they were talking about. I can't quite hear it. Is what I've noticed so far. And then you don't want to leave it. So I'm going to have to figure out how to live from here, but still do your everyday life, whatever that's going to look like. And then this morning when I woke up, my whole surroundings had the feeling like you walked into your bedroom in your parents' house after you haven't lived there for a while. And you have all this stuff that are like souvenirs and awards from what you had done in your, high school or college years or whatever, you were still living at home. And it doesn't have the same meaning.
Right.
Nothing is the same. Nothing has the same meaning, completely different perspective. And then I can see that when we're moving at that real fast speed, it just doesn't take much, but it's like, I feel feeling of being on a motorcycle where you just lean a little bit one way or the other and you can change your direction and flow. It doesn't take much effort at all. And right now I feel like we have all the energy we can possibly use. It's just a matter of what we choose to use and what are we choosing.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Exactly. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
It was very well said. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And this is going to be, fun to really create and live from this space.
Yeah.
Well, that's our goal. And that's where we're being moved to. And you stated it beautifully.
Human is my hero.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Sam Hope Tap again.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So yesterday, I talked about the nothingness, and it was a meditative state where the Taurus was folding in on itself for you to know yourself in a pure sense. And then yesterday, the Taurus move back out and you open your eyes and you became light. So from the darkness, she became light. And it was just this glowingness. And the sea crystals in the head, you could just feel the glowing on all parts of the brain in those sections on the side that you talked about. And then rays, your light was coming through your third eye. And so it was just this glowing in this being of light. And so now you see yourself as pure love and light.
No.
As I say, your brain just glowing in the seed crystals. So that was my experience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
So yesterday, as we were moving through the progressions, I found myself just in a really quiet joy of sublime gratitude for the Deca Delta manifold that's now in place regulating our system, and really all of the contributions that we've gathered up this year. I found myself, I'll assume it's the epigenetic body and whatever stage of our etheric body is capable of being a ka body at this point. Many places that I have physically been, sacred sites and ley lines and so on through this lifetime, and having gone to those and feeling at home there, through all different points of my life, they all converged. There was like a convergence into a singularity of one point. So that notion of having experiences, just sort of dropped away, disengaged, and what came in a totality was the presence of, what I can only imagine is our Christed soul spirit at this point being engaged with us, and in our brains and neurology at this point. So all of these different points that I had visited, I was experiencing those simultaneously. And it was actually an awareness of my attention points, kind of putting them into a sequence. But in fact, they don't belong in any time sequence. They just converge. And that sort of quiet joy of integration was just felt, so that I had to tone most of that session. I was here in my private space toning and feeling the depth and the joy of it all. So I wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Maria?
Oh, hi, everybody. I wanted to share about huge impact of whatever it's happening through the teaching on my emotional state, inner state, that was usually has been very wobbly and unstable. So I noticed after the pre-conference call, I forgot at the busy grocery store, I forgot my wallet, my cell phone, basically everything. And went back home, and several hours later, I noticed that. And I just told myself, okay, everything will be okay, whatever needs to happen. I even didn't rush, and obviously the clerks took care of the things. Nothing got lost, but I consider that was the miracle. But what I noticed about myself, that I was in a very calm and composed state without rushing, which is was not like me at all. What happened yesterday, I got tested. I am in Europe right now, so we finished like before midnight, and I needed to finish a project, and I needed to print something, and my printer broke. It took me about 5 hours to figure everything on my own because I couldn't get any technical help, and I did it. So I hardly had any sleep, but I was just wondering what's happening with me, that I am so calm and composed and persevering and not being angry and worrying. And I attributed this all to the what we are going through, and I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
And did I notice it's today's your birthday, Maria?
Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you. What a great day to have a birthday.
Yeah, no, this is a very lucky day. 13 is my favorite day.
13's a very sacred number.
Yeah.
Thank yes. you.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mark?
Mark? Marky, there you go.
I unmuted myself. I have always, in recent times, thought that this was a difficult planet upon which I was living. And I came here with a mission. I know the mission. I've been following my life and so on. But it's always been a little difficult. After yesterday, I came away with the impression that if I can live like this, I would be willing to stay on this planet as long as necessary. It's just like it's a whole different, very easy lifetime. Very, very. So that was a big change for me, is that instead of wanting to go and finish up and leave, okay, I can stay here. I can feel good about it. So thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and every one of you make a big difference here.
Yes, absolutely.
And are needed.
Yes. Yes.
Rosemary?
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to share that I guess all of the experiences yesterday were, they're just still settling in and integrating. But the one that I really feel the most is around this seventh dimensional template, I guess, in the second chakra, and how I really feel that structure there. And it's such clarity, kind of like your background, Malena. It's just this diamond-shaped clarity, which hasn't left me. And also the luminous being, I feel her presence with me. And last night, I decided to go back to the crucible and sit. And when I got there, it seemed like there was a big gala celebration. All the beings were there. There was all this excitement, and I went to visit every group, the Arcturians and the Pleiadians and even the Lyran or Lyrans and
Lyrans.
Andromedan Lyrans. I was just so excited, and I really found my guide was with me, reminding me to keep spinning, because I could feel myself slowing down, and I would stop and rest. And then, no, I'm not done yet. I have to move around and really enjoy that atmosphere. I have never felt so honored in my whole life. The most amazing experience.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have more of a question. And I'm going to need to review the recording, but I had an experience that I don't quite understand. We were integrating something, and I'm very visual. And there was a sphere, I'm not great with sacred geometry, but full of, you know, triangles. It was just a sphere of triangles. And inside of it was a ballerina, luminescent, just like your background, Milena, spinning, 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 spinning. And she jumped out of that sphere and came into my crown chakra all the way into my energetic column. I've had these experiences before when I was integrating earth lifetimes, cosmic lifetimes, angelic aspects, but it's been years since I've integrated anything like that. The closest I can get is it's some kind of aspect of divinity, but I don't know. And then when I was listening to the recording, it says, we're not ready to integrate that yet, but I did. So I just am curious if anyone has any thoughts on what that was.
I would say it's a higher aspect of yourself that you were receiving.
Yeah.
And there are many higher selves. Is that right?
Well, there's many dimensional aspects of ourselves, you know, and each dimension contains a lot of octaves. So there's a, you know, something supposedly, you know, all these numbers are subjective, of course. So with each dimension or realm that we access, there's supposedly something like 8 octaves held in that. And as we grow and expand, you know, we have access to those higher and higher frequencies of us, you know, and then we having the opportunity to go into that 8th dimensional realm and then to receive that luminous field, which is an 8th dimensional aspects of ourselves, open up a whole new frequency and platform for us that we have not had access to since the fall of consciousness. So that's very, very big. And I'm like you, I'm visual. I see things. And but that's what I was seeing when you were describing. I was just seeing a higher aspect of you coming in. And, you know, because we have to use our own filters. And so, you know, we see what's familiar to us. But that's what I saw when you were seeing it.
This is Becky. And I totally agree with Malaya there, because I was thinking myself that that's your higher self coming into you. That's exactly what I thought as well. So thank you, Malaya, for saying that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
This is Charlotte.
Well, I think
that grid. Go ahead, Sharon. This is for Sharon's question. The grid that you saw around you is one of the grids that are around the Earth, the triangular one. It's part of the crystalline grid structure. And that ballerina that's spinning, that's part of your higher self, bringing yourself in so you can sustain that ability to spin with such grace as a ballerina.
Oh, thank you.
And also remember, you know, what we know about the geometries, we play in really simple geometries, but where we're going, the fields we're in are actually created and supported by these hyper geometries and we'll talk a little bit about some of this. This is not my forte or Jones, but we'll mention a few as we get into next year. And because it'll help you kind of give you, at least it helps us, gives us a little bit of framework of what we're doing from that geometric position. But they are discovering these really brilliant mathematicians are discovering, I mean, geometries like you would not even believe. I mean, they're so complex and interwoven and much beyond my ability to comprehend, but I know it's there, I know it's real, and it's all part of what we build for ourselves in our field as we expand and integrate these energetics.
Kathleen?
So yesterday I felt there was a clarity that I hadn't felt in the past. It was kind of like my brain had been cleared out of the cobwebs. And so that was really a beautiful experience to feel that, if that makes sense, even though it's in the brain. I could feel that kind of clarity and that wisdom coming through. The other thing is interesting. I have a candle lit, and I created this altar with a lot of pictures. I think Randy and Pat said they did that. So I've done that, and I have a candle there. And I neglected to remember I had the candle there because it had kind of gone really dim, right? Later around 9:30, it was really grown to quite a degree. And it reminded me, and I could feel the sacredness of my, I call it my light being that was with me. It was just beautiful because I also was aware of, I too went back to the space and had a celebration. But then I had the celebration here as well with all of my loved ones. And it was very touching. It was really beautiful. So, and I'm also happy to be living again. You know, you kind of go through, it's like when you're doing this work and it's kind of like, sometimes you get like, okay, I've been here, I've done enough. And what else is there? But I felt a renewed hope and joy, actually, to be here and to shine the light and to express myself. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It opens up a lot of possibilities and potential, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Positive, you know, and so it gives you something to look forward to. And that's what I liked about that eighth dimensional realm so much. I go back and it refreshes me. I get a boost. And one thing I will say about the eighth dimensional realm is, you know, while we're together in this group and in our crucible and we have the support and the energetics of our entire community, we're able to hold these frequencies for ourselves much more vividly. But once, you know, our conference is over and we step back for a few days, that, you know, it can be a little harder because then your everyday life, you know, comes back in. So that's why I just take the time and go back through. And that's one of the reasons I like to go back and sit in that eighth dimensional realm. It gives me another energetic shot. And it reminds me of, you know, there is so much more and what that potential is and what that beauty is.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Randall?
Yeah, I have a comment and a question. So the work where we were at the end when we were in the second triad and the activation, the higher octave activation of the seed crystals, that was very powerful. And as I came out of it, you know, walking around space, it was, you know, normally I have sort of the sound and hum, but there was a really harmonic hum, a buzz almost that I was walking around with, you know, for most of the evening, just this really strong harmonic buzz. It felt real good. Then I got tired. But the question is, it seemed like we did a whole lot of upgrades and work in that second triad in a short period of time. And I don't know if we could recap that a little bit. At some point there was over the last 2 days, and maybe you're going to do that later, but anyway, or I'll just re-listen the court recording, but it just seemed like we went through a lot. I remember something about a tetrahedral structure that was being installed, you know, and it sounded like almost like a pyramidal capstone type of energetic that was being installed, you know, in our second triad. And just, there was a lot, right? So let's throw it out there.
I don't want to go into it too much because we will be talking more about that when we meet and December the 4th, but there was a lot going on in that second triad. And, you know, when we were first given that, it was kind of a mystery to us. It took a while for the information to come through and the energetics to amp up to where we could really use it. And the first thing was to compress the light, make it liquid so we could change our blood and the carbon base that was in the blood. And that was so, for me, it was just such an awesome thing that I could do. And then to use that in the liquids of the body. And then we went to the golden nectar for the neurology of the body. And so then that was kind of left, and a lot of us didn't focus on that, but that was such an impression on me that I continued to periodically use it. But anyway, that triad is such a profound energetic resource. It is part of what makes us creators. It is the center from which we create. And if you remember years ago, when we activated that magenta flame in the heart and merged it with the magenta flame in the pineal, so that that your higher heart or your sacred heart would use its energy to influence thought and the brain. And we didn't really understand that. Well, merge that flame there and merge, and so we did it. And that was left. And as we have evolved, we are now coming to the realization that that center, that triadic center, is such an important center for us as physical creators of form within form. And that's what's transpiring. We are layering it, bringing in the layers of us. And each triad has its own value, its own profound use. But that one they're really focusing on to get us really using that center as creators. So that's all I have to say. Anything else, Randall?
I'm fine.
Thanks. Okay. I noticed that Linda Giffens periodically tried to get in, and I don't know if she had something to say and just didn't raise her hand or...
I do, actually, but I'm on the phone because my computer doesn't pick up everybody's voices the same way.
Okay.
And I end up really annoyed, so I just stay on the phone.
Okay.
I have a couple of things. One thing, I'm blown away as usual. And the most profound thought that I came from with the last 2 days that we've had experiences is that within a couple of years, we're going to be like fully ascended masters in a human form. Look how many of us there are, you know, and that's just our group. There are other groups like us around the world. And it's like there's this tailor-made, I don't want to call it army because that's it's just wrong. But it's this tailor-made group of beings that are in service to this entire planet and universe. And it's like putting all the pieces and parts together. There's no way we could ever do that. They're doing it for us. And I just keep reminding myself, it doesn't matter if I understand how the car is made. It matters that I know how to turn on the engine, right. Make it go.
And that's
you know, so don't worry about the pieces and parts. If they don't fit or you don't understand, you know, it'll come to you in divine right timing if and when you need it. If not, you just automatically know how to do it. And I've realized that right now I'm growing into myself because I've been dimensionally jumping for a long time without any kind of real balance to it. Well, yeah, there was definitely a balance. There was definitely balance along our lines, but without a level of control, let me put it that way. And I'm realizing now that it's like, okay. So, and I've been telling myself for about the past 6 to 8 months that I need to stop jumping and I just need to follow the curves. the spiral.
I love it.
Just need the stuff.
Love it. I love it. Okay. Tell you why, Linda. A long time ago, when you came to my house for a series of teachings, Master Katumi said to you, you asked him what your purpose was and all these travels that you were doing, which is great. And he looked at you and he said, pick one and take your seat. And you've chosen one. Thank you for taking your seat, Linda.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. Yeah. I actually don't remember that statement, but apparently, you know, it does make sense.
Because I have laughed about that for so long, as you have jumped from here to here to here to here. But that's just who you are, and you had to experience it all. So good for you.
Right. And, you know, and I get something from everything. But I have to say that this is my kingpin. You know, this is the one that I actually chose to continue on with, mm-hmm. which is so bizarre because, you know me, I am not scientific by no stretch of the imagination. And yet here I am with people that love to follow how it works and, you know, putting it together exactly the way. It's just fascinating. It's like, oh, no, I can't do that. I just have to experience it.
Yep.
And I've spent the last couple of years experiencing fifth dimensional living, so to speak, mm-hmm. and not experiencing it and having the opposite experience because my energy level couldn't be there at the time. So now I'm catching up to myself and I'm thrilled about that. I really am.
Well, thank
you. And, sorry?
I said, I was just saying thank you for your comments. They're great. Loved it.
you're wonderful. And the other thing, and I just wanted to say thank you to everyone because, I mean, it's not a faint of heart thing. This is not something that we kind of go, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, we're all really dedicated to this. And I'm so appreciative of being with such a group. I mean, really, I am beyond blown away by the level of commitment that I see around me in this group. It's just amazing to me. But yesterday, I had a really bizarre experience that I'll tell you about really quickly. And I certainly would be open to ideas and thoughts on it because it's weird. it was on break and I took my gong outside and I was playing it. And I recently got something called a sun gong. And I've been musing about wanting to communicate with the sun through vibration. Okay. So I saw this and I ordered it and I got it. Well, then, you know, I mean, I'm out there and I'm playing it and I'm really experiencing the difference. I'm playing both gongs at the same time. And I'm experiencing their connection to the musicality of it. Like they're playing with each other, you know. Like I'm not touching one and yet it's responding very quietly, but it's responding to the sound coming from the other one. And I'm watching this and my brain is going, so seriously, who came up with the idea that this is part of the sun? You know, that I mean, it's like, so I'm supposed to just believe this or how does this work? You know, and I'm, you know, just continuing to play. And I look over and I have on my deck, what I call my mini crucible. And it's a circle and it's dedicated to the elementals. So there's a lot of elementals there. There's, a, you know, like there's a face of a deer, there's, you know, a bear, you know, there's all kinds of things. And then I have some really old people representing ancient civilizations. I have a little ET, you know, I've got people, you know, beings. And then because of the eclipse, I had put out large bottles of water on my deck to receive the energy. And it's also the easiest way to get your vitamin D because it infuses the water. Then you drink the water and you're good. I look at this one glass bottle. I don't know why I am, but I'm looking at it. And I see this swirling fire. My deck had caught on fire from the sun going through the water and igniting a dry leaf. And I'm like going, what the heck? So I, you know, extinguished. It wasn't that hard. It was like I picked up the leaf, which was on fire. I put it out, and then that was the end of it. But I was like, what on earth? I am aware that that is a possibility. You know, that can be how fires can be started, but I've never seen it in action. And I didn't know that the elementals responding to me with the, about the question with the gong, or was it just, I don't know, fire dance. It's bizarre. So that went on. But in general, I'm just plain grateful. So there you go.
Well, I think that's something you have to determine for you, what the message was. And I thank you for sharing, but we do need to move on so other people get to talk.
Okay.
Thank you. Kelly, you're up.
Hi, thank you, Linda, so much for sharing what you shared. And you know, to me, the fire thing, just very quickly, was you focus the energy of the sun with the water. I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting, but you were calling to the sun, and it just focused by going through the water. I just wanted to quickly share that yesterday's second session was so big, I could barely not fall out of my chair, literally. I was telling Debbie, it reminded me of when we used to go to some of Jim Self's conferences, and he would throw so much at us so often and so fast that there were so many times when I literally could barely stay in my chair. And I haven't experienced that with Joan and John's work since we started, but this yesterday afternoon one was like that. I just kept kind of like, it was hard for me to hold the energy. It was quite obvious it was hard. Yet afterwards, Debbie and I had some errands to run. We're running around town. Only one errand we had to run. And then we just felt like having an afternoon out. God, we haven't done that since COVID started, it seems, together. You know, just going to this store and that store, get a cup of coffee, just hanging out and actually enjoying hanging out together. Our schedules don't usually jive, and it just, I bring that up because I didn't put two and two together until Charlotte shared what she shared. And then it was like, oh yeah, it was pleasant. It was easy. And I mentioned that when we got home, it's like, oh, we haven't been able to do this, just hang out together and have it be fun for a long time. So I just wanted to share that by Charlotte sharing what she shared, I was able to understand what I was experiencing. And then I also appreciated what Mark said, because one of the things that I got in the meditation was I heard for myself something like, I'm not ready to go home yet. I'm just barely getting started with what I came here to do. And there was a little piece of me that was a little bit stressed that I was going to be called home before it was time. And when Mark said what he said, it made me feel like, oh, okay, I don't have to go home just yet. If it's not time to leave here, I can just bring that energy here. So that's all I wanted to share. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I think the next one up is John Carroll.
Yeah, I have a question.
really?
Previously, we opened the time locks for 5th, 6th, and 7th, which allows humanity the chance to elevate to those different dimensions. But yesterday, we individually unlocked time locks for ourselves, but it was mentioned that this was a service aspect. And so I'm wondering if all of humanity has to individually have their own time lock unlocked, or did we as individuals unlock the eighth dimension for humanity?
Melina?
Does that make sense? The eighth time lock right now is for you. Will it ultimately impact humanity? Absolutely. And you'll hear more about that as we go through. We're not done yet. We still have more to cover today, okay? And everything's building on each other, but most of humanity is can't even reach fifth dimensional status, okay, and hold that vibration. But what we're doing is creating the pathway, okay, through our service, and that is our service. But right now, you're holding those eighth dimensional frequencies for you. And it's going to take a while to be able to hold those stably in our fields. And, you know, and as humanity steps up, and as again, we're not done yet. There's more to coming today, which is going to help all of these things going forward, but it all takes time.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, John?
No, but it was pretty good.
Well, you know, what we do for us eventually, because we're opening that pathway, affects it all, you know, the entire earth and all humans and who knows what.
But yeah. Humanity's not ready for those eighth dimensional frequencies yet.
No,
I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starts with you.
Yep. You can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
So it's about getting free. And that, you know, is in opposition to the third dimensional paradigm, which is, you know, oh, we have to give. But you have to receive. And if you don't receive for you, because you are needed, then you can't give what you don't have. So, thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Sharka?
I would like to share something which has happened on Friday afternoon, that a city of Joliet has decided to cut down the tree right in front of our house.
Oh.
And it was very, very loud. And I was disappointed with myself that I got myself distracted. I still could hear the lesson, but I also could hear this loud noise from outside. So I thought, well, I will have to review my lesson to get the information, because I felt like I couldn't follow. But something after that, on Friday afternoon and whole Saturday, I have noticed that something has happened with me, that I was sitting like in a cube of light where I could hear everything from outside, but also I could be quiet myself. And I was sitting, and I'm still sitting in this cube of light, and the light is very soft, very beautiful. And I feel like I have control of what is happening outside of me and what is happening, what I'm choosing to listen to. And I'm still in it, and I'm in this cube. I also can experience the seed crystals. They are part of this soft light. So that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sharka. Well, anyone else before we move on? This has been a great conversation. Thank you, everybody, for what you contributed today.